Welcome to the Wetoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
We've had a great past few weeks of focusing on being rooted in Christ. And that was really coming off a big season of harvest and reminding us that when we receive Christ, it's not enough. We need to be rooted in Christ. So receiving Him introduces us to the family of God. Being rooted grows us in the family of God. And that's what it's been about. And today we are beginning a brand new series that is focused on the family. Everyone say family. Family is God's idea. It has never been man's idea. It's a blessing God has given to us, and it's important that if we are to do family, we need to do it God's way. And so the next 4 weeks or five is going to be focused on the family. It's a privilege for us as Wetoto and an honor for us every year to make sure we take time off and speak from God's word, His truth concerning family. Let's pray and dive into it. Father, we are so grateful for the opportunity to hear from your word. And I ask you to speak to us today truth that will completely transform our lives and our families. Family is your idea. You know best how family should work. And we can come back to you to realign when we've gone off track. I thank you for the power of your truth today, but also commit the rest of the series into your hands that we will see healing come to families. We bless you in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Family, very important subject. Now, when I was in primary school, I studied from a school not too far away from here. School was fun. I loved school, the community, the fun stuff that would happen. But at school, we would somehow form friendships. And they would almost become like your gang. This is my gang. And people had their own little gangs. And it was just a group of friends. And the other ones you'd hang out with, they'll be on your sports team. They'll do all those kinds of things. But every now and then, one group would get into an argument with another. And boy, the arguments would go on. And they would keep talking and keep talking, and the other group keeps talking, and they would defend themselves. No, and they would keep going, keep going, keep going. And there would come a point where the words were no longer enough for the argument. And at that point, one person usually would come up and say, okay, they would draw a line. You remember that? In the dart or in the, they'll just draw a line. And then let's start. If you cross the line, it meant now our words will turn into action. And so they will begin to argue. And some people would come close to the line, argue. Then they walk away a bit, argue. And usually there would be one crazy guy who would push somebody to cross the line. And and after that, it would be fun. Everyone for himself. But they'll draw the line. You know, that line sort of represented for them, those little children, it represented you cannot cross this. Yeah, we've spoken, we've done that, but now if you cross this line, you've come into my territory and I'm gonna push you back. I'm gonna do something. You know what? We live in a world today that is pushing so much of their agenda and so many of their lies to our families. It is time for us to draw the line and say, no crossing this zone. My family is God's family. And you decide this is the line. Anything that crosses that's not of God, I'm gonna fight it away. And so that's what we're going to be calling our series, Drawing the Line. It's important that we start to be serious about our families and about our lives. And drawing the line simply means you set a clear boundary between what aligns with your convictions, and you say, you know what, if it doesn't align, it's violating my convictions, and I'm going to make sure I prevent it from getting into my life or into our family. Drawing the line means you refuse to compromise. You stay faithful even when you're under pressure. Drawing the line simply means you've determined what you are going to stand for and you commit to it. And please understand, when you commit to stand on God's word for your family, God will commit to stand by His word for your family. He will. When you draw the line, you have really said, God, I have decided. And that decision opens you up to enjoy the blessings of God on your life and on your family. Listen, Watoto families, we really believe God wants you to have strong families, healthy families with great relationships and happy families. That's God's desire. But for you to experience that, you have to resist the pressures that come from the outside that are trying to influence our families. You gotta draw the line. And for our key text for this series is gonna come from the book of Joshua. And I love Joshua because Joshua in the Bible is such a great character. And I love him. Joshua is one of those, in fact, there were only two, Joshua and Caleb, unique experience they had from God. He had the wonderful opportunity of being under oppression and bondage in Egypt. He witnessed how God delivered them from Egypt. He witnessed how God sustained them in the wilderness. And he is one of the two who also experienced God in the promised land. Because those who came from Egypt, the generation that was above 20, all died in the wilderness. They had a very negative mindset. God couldn't let them get into the future. So Joshua is amazing. He knows what it means to be under bondage and be delivered. He knows what it means to be in the wilderness and God sustains you. He knows what it means to be in the promised land and God is fighting your battles. Now, when such a person speaks, you gotta listen. Because Joshua is now an old man. The final chapters of the book of Joshua. And he begins to speak to the nation of Israel and to the leaders of Israel. And the things he is saying are so important. They had to listen because he was the older guy and the rest of the younger generation that had inherited the promised land. He had observed some things that were beginning to happen. And so he calls all of them and he begins to address them as an old man about to die. But he was like, these are my final thoughts I want to give to you. So Joshua 24, chapter 23 and 24 are amazing. I'll be drawing some scriptures from there, but go read them. It's amazing things that Joshua says there. But I want to read from verse 14 in chapter 24. He says to them, now fear the Lord and serve Him with what? All faithfulness. He says, throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. And then do what? Serve the Lord. Verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods or your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. And then he says, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. He drew the line. He said, hey guys, you're welcome to do what you want to do. I'm already telling you, because as an old man, I'm telling you, fear the Lord. Serve the Lord. And I don't want you to live a double life. Because I see you playing around with the gods of the Amorites and some of your old gods. Today I'm challenging you. Make a choice. Draw the line. And by the way, he tells them, as for me and my house, we've drawn the line. We will serve the Lord. When you follow what Joshua was saying in there, he narrated how God had given victory. He narrated how God had blessed them. They were living in cities they didn't build. He told them how God had overcome their enemies. And he said to them, now why are you going away from this God? Why are you compromising? And so he's drawing them back to the place where they need to make a choice and not just live anyhow. And my friends, this, as we do this series, Draw the Line, is really going to call you to make some bold, courageous decisions concerning your family. Concerning your life. So when Joshua says, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. When he was drawing that line, how would it apply to us in their context, but also in our context today? Number one, that drawing the line for Joshua means for them and for us today that we need to choose to serve God alone. Let me say it again, my friends. We need to make a choice to serve God alone. I'm not talking about just serving God. Because there are people who serve God plus other gods. I'm talking about serving God alone. That's what Joshua was talking about. It's time to draw the line and stop this duplicacy of Christianity that's very popular in our land. We are Christians during the day and demons during the night. We worship God visibly and then worship other gods privately. It must stop. We must draw the line and say it cannot happen in our homes. It cannot. Why must we mix Christianity with secularism? And bring some agendas into our family. Say, oh yeah, this is progressive. I am challenging us. God doesn't need any progressiveness. He's perfect in every way. His ways are perfect. And that's why Joshua is saying to them, hey guys, choose whom you will serve. Choose whom you will serve. Draw the line. Serve this God of the Bible alone. I found some people saying, yeah, it's okay. You know, serve God, but also remember some of our other things. God doesn't need assistance. We just sang, he's more than able.
Yes.
So Joshua tells them, you gotta fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Chapter 24 and verse 14 and 15. Then he says, throw away these gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River. He's talking about Abraham, by the way, here. And then in Egypt, where they were in bondage. And he says, serve God. He says, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, choose for yourself this day. Stop playing in between. Choose whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors, that your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites, the gods of the day they were living in.
Yeah.
But as for me, I've made a decision. I'll serve one God and him alone. My friends, I want to challenge you. When it comes to your family, choose God and God alone. Submit to him. Let him be the center of your family, of your marriage. God alone. Not just on Sunday, draw the line. Quit this idea of entertaining other gods. Throw them out. Idolatry. I mean, I love the response that the people gave in verse 16. When they saw Joshua's resolve, in verse 16 it says, the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." The people responded. I love this, and I want to encourage some of us here. In fact, many of us. We come from families that sometimes are quite crazy families, dysfunctional, ungodly, and they have all kinds of things around them. And you're probably the sole Christian there, or just a few of you who are Christians there. Yeah, that can be true. But I want to encourage you with just this text here that we've just read. When Joshua talked about the reality of the compromise that was happening with serving other gods, his resolve, when he said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," that resolve created a response from the others. They also said, "You know what, Joshua? You are an old man. You know exactly what you're talking about. If at this age you are still resolving, we too are going to resolve." Did you know your decision to draw the line as a child of God in your family will open a door for the rest of the family to follow the same God? But if you keep compromising, you shut that door. When you resolve and draw the line and say, "God, I am going to honor you regardless of the family and the things they believe. I will worship you and you alone. As for me, I am going to really honor you. The house might be somewhere else, but I'm going to honor you." You know what God does? He will honor you. He will show up, and the rest will say, "I want the same God you have." Because if there's anything, God wants the whole family to be blessed. And if it takes him showing off through your life so that they can know him, he will do it. But will you be committed enough? Draw the line. Joshua drew the line, and the rest said, "You know what? We are going to serve this same God." Get rid of these other idols. I love what verse 14 says. It says, "Fear the Lord, serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River in Egypt." And in Egypt, serve God alone. Oh, friends, if there are some things that were given to you or you got to help assist you in life, today I challenge you, draw the line. Throw that stuff away. You don't need it. Our God doesn't need any help. He's omnipotent. That little thing you're keeping has to be hidden. Our God doesn't need to be hidden. You carry that thing in your pocket. Our God cannot be carried in a pocket. You tie him around. Our God doesn't need to be tied around. Our God is the creator of the universe. He owns everything. Worship and serve him alone. I'm challenging you in your families. Draw the line. Amen. Say, "We will worship God and God alone." Husbands, do it. Wives, that thing that the auntie gave you that to protect your home, throw it away. You've hidden things under your children's beds because you want them to be protected. Throw that stuff away. We are talking about draw the line. One God. I gotta tell you this because we love you so much. God wants you to have a strong, healthy, and happy family. I think it was Hudson Taylor who said, "Jesus is either Lord of all or he's not Lord at all." You can't mix them. The first commandment, "You shall have no other God but me." Again, God. So make a choice today that the God of the Bible will be the God of your life am the God of your family. He needs no additives. He needs no help. That's what Joshua was telling them. Choose. As for me and my house, we will serve God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the God we will serve. Now, when you make that decision to say, God, I'm giving it all for you, God also says, I'm going to give it all for you. So drawing the line means you make a choice to serve God alone. Not just to serve God, but to serve God alone. Don't mix anything there. Secondly, when Joshua says, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord, Joshua is talking about making a choice to uphold godly standards in your home, in your life. The pressure to conform to the standards of this world are real. So much pressure. Wanting us to conform, to adjust God's standards so that we become accommodative. The pressure is high. The culture around us is so strong that it tries to get us to compromise the values that we believe in the scriptures. And my friends, we gotta be in a place where when it comes to the behaviors and the beliefs and the way people do life, when it comes to family and the things that they do, we gotta draw the line and say, here in my house, it is the principles of the scriptures that guide the way we live as a family. It guides our relationships, it guides our choices. So we draw the line in that we are not going to allow the world to influence us in our family. We are not going to allow our families to influence us our own family. You draw the line. You draw the line. And when it comes to resisting the pressure of the culture around us and the expectations of the people around us in terms of running our lives and family, man, it calls for strength and courage. Joshua understood it. He knew that, man, the temptations that this generation he was speaking to are going to face were high. The compromise was a possibility. And so he speaks to them and he says in Joshua 23, he says to them, and it's the same word I would say to us, be very strong when it comes to the values you uphold. When it comes to the standards we are supposed to uphold. Be very strong and be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, in the word of God. You have to be strong. You have to be careful. Careful means I must pay attention. Because something's sneaking. And they are ungodly. They seem good, but they are ungodly. And they can destroy our families. Some of these things sneaking from school. We send our kids to school and they come back with some ideas. Some of these things sneak in from our work environment. It's okay at work. They start to sneak in. Some of these things sneak in from the relatives who come home and you're not there and they begin introducing some ideas. Be careful. You are watching to uphold God's standards. And you're saying, you know what? The moment I see something that's not of God, I've drawn the line. Amen. So he says, be strong, very strong, careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. That's what Joshua was saying. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them, but you are to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. Stick to God. And then he continues and he says in verses 11, he says, so be very careful to love the Lord your God. And there's a consequence if we start to compromise. But if you turn away and ally yourselves with the survivors of these nations and remain among you, and if you intermarry, you go to the point that you even start to come into covenant with them and associate with them, their culture now begins to become your culture. You start to embrace those values. Then you may be sure that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations before you. Instead, they will become snares and traps for you, whips on your backs and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Family is a gift from God. The moment we start to compromise and bring in other values, then family becomes a snare. It starts subtle, but it starts to divide husband and wife, parents and children. Siblings are divided. It just starts to mess up. Oh, we thought we were just going to. Listen, my friends, draw the line and say, as for me and my house, the standards of God will be the standards of this family. Now, when we talk family, sometimes people think about marriage with children. No. Every one of us belongs to a family. And many of us hope to have a family. Make a resolve today that God's standards will be the standards for your family. They'll be the standards for your family. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not God's word. Build your family based on the reliable word of God. The word of God. That's the source for the standards we uphold. Walking away from the standards that God has set. I mean, you invite chaos, like Joshua said, into your family. We've had a pushback against God's ways of running family, and people push them to the point that they even start to legislate some ungodly things. And when that has happened, do you know it is a setup from hell to destroy families?
Yeah.
You look at what's going on around the world, where parental authority is being taken away and being run by governments. What are you raising? Government is not to raise our kids. God gave you kids as a gift.
Yes.
Children are not a gift to the government. They are a gift from God to you.
Hallelujah.
Why should the government come and start running the gift God gave you? That's what's happening in some countries.
True.
They are defining what parents can or cannot do. In fact, it will be criminal if you try to align your kids to what you believe. They'll take your children away from you. Guess what's happening to those kids? They're the crazy ones blowing up everybody. They are so confused and lost. Because you cannot violate God's standards and think you can be strong, healthy, and happy as a family. God knows best how family should work. Let's go to Him and trust His word. So draw the line. Say, the standards of my home will be the standards that God has in His word. We won't turn from them to the left or to the right. You stick to them. But finally, when it comes to drawing the line, when Joshua says, as for me and my house will serve God, he's saying, we are going to worship one God, the God of the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is going to be the God of our family. But secondly, he's saying the standards that he has set, we will not deviate from them to the right or to the left. They will be our standards as a family. Finally, When Joshua says, as for me and my house, you know what he's saying? I can see you guys going a certain way, and I see the culture of the day going a certain way, but I've chosen, I'm going to break that cycle. I'm drawing the line. Today, for us, drawing the line means you need to break that cycle of generational evil that keeps happening and repeating itself. You can decide today and say, enough is enough. My past will not make it into my future. I am drawing the line and I'm going to go forward into God's plans. When Joshua says, as for me, he's taking personal responsibility. That phrase, as for me, is a powerful phrase of resolution. He's saying, hey guys, choose whom you will serve. But as for me, everyone say, as for me. You are starting something brand new for the future. You are no longer going to be a victim of your past. Oh, our family, none of us ever goes to university. That is your view. But as for me, who has chosen to serve God, who has chosen to uphold his standards, I'm breaking that cycle. I'm moving forward into God's future. That's what you're saying. Oh, our family, nobody ever gets married. Oh, that's what it has been. As for me, I take personal responsibility. Whose report will I believe? I believe the report of the Lord. You make that decision today. That's what Joshua was saying. I am drawing the line. If you guys are going on with all this stuff, not me. Not under my watch. Oh, our family, we are cursed. In fact, for us, we never ever prosper. As for me, I have made up my mind. I am going to believe this God and this God alone. He needs no assistance. I am going to uphold his standards, and I'm drawing the line. Oh, Watoto, let's decide that we can begin a godly heritage starting with us. You can. Yes, there's too much dysfunction. Yes, there's too much family strife and struggles. Yes, that stuff is there. And yes, we grew up in those environments. But we don't need to continue in those environments. You can draw the line. By the grace of God, Joshua said, as for me and my house, I am making a decision that the stuff that has happened in the past, he talks about, hey, they worshipped other gods. In Egypt, there was worshiping of other gods. In the wilderness, there was a doubt for God. But for me, I'm making up my mind. Draw the line to end every generational evil cycle. Say, it won't happen to me. It won't happen to my kids. It won't happen to my future. I can start now. Verse 14 says, so fear the Lord, serve him wholeheartedly. Put away forever those idols. Put them away. That the ancestors worship, that's not going to come in my watch, in my family. Verse 23, 24 of chapter 24, Joshua says, throw away those foreign gods that are among you. Yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. The people said, we are going to serve that God. We will obey him. Now we are getting rid of anything that has come from our past. We're not letting it come. So friends, when it comes to building strong, healthy, and happy families, we need to choose to serve God and God alone. No other gods, but God of the Bible. We need to uphold his standards. They are the ones that guide our lives and our families. And we need to make up our minds that we are not going to be victims of our past. We need to make up our minds that yesterday will not enter my tomorrow. I have drawn the line. The old order of things must go. The new order that God has set up has come. Behold, I'm a new man. I think afresh. I'm a new woman. I am walking in the purposes of this God I've chosen to serve. Some things from your past must never cross the cross of Jesus in your life. The power of the cross will intercept the destiny of your life. And you can declare, I plant the cross in our family. And that cross represents the power of God that breaks the power of evil, the power of sin, and sets me free from the curse that had held us. I am going as a free man. Right under the blood, I'm walking as a free woman. I am going to see a godly heritage. You can do that. Before I close, I think of a person in the Bible whose start in life wasn't great, but he chose to trust this God of Israel. He chose to believe him to change the trajectory of his life, and God did. And as Pastor Brian gets ready to come, we're going to pray for our families and draw the line, and he will also invite people to give their hearts to Jesus. But this character appears in the Bible for just few verses. But the representation of what he carries will represent many of us today. Because here's what I know. How many of us say, I look back, I see what's in our family, and all I see is pain and difficulty. Let me see. There's some of us who know that. Maybe it's the pain you experience now. And that pain tends to start to dictate, will I ever have a good family? The silent question amongst young people is, I see what goes on at home and I wonder whether I'll ever have a healthy home. Some people's dreams of a happy, healthy, and strong family are shattered because of what they're experiencing right now, and it is pain. But we can draw the line today. And this man drew the line. His name is Jabez. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, it says that Jabez, he was more honorable than his brothers. In other words, he honored God more than the rest. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. I don't know what pain it was, but the mother's testimony of Jabez was, I gave birth to him in pain. Whether it was physical pain or emotional pain, I don't know what kind of pain she was experiencing. But anyway, it didn't matter. Verse 10, it says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. Hallelujah. And his prayer was this, oh God, that you would bless me. That's the desire we have for every family. He prayed, enlarge my territory. I'm tired of just being constricted by my history. Enlarge my territory, he prayed. And then he said, God, let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. My friends, it's possible for you to have a strong, healthy, and happy family. Just draw the line. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.